Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara is a 21-year member of our brand. How about that, folks? We got her right out of high school. She is an attorney with over 30 years of helping people with their taxes and operating their businesses. She's written all the important books on small business taxes. J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes, for example. And she's a very prolific writer. You see her byline all over the place. And she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
I'm so glad to be with you today.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Barbara, one of the things that we always have to do in our small businesses is notice the impact of seasonality and maybe even events, whether it be economic events or others, on our cash flow. We have to pay attention because those things have an impact on the flow of our cash, doesn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And it could be positive or negative. So, for example, we're in summer, and for some businesses, this is peak season. This is where they make their money that they're going to live on
right.
for the rest of the year. And money may be coming in, but you really have to know what to do with it and watch it and be sure that you don't go – just because you feel flush with cash doesn't mean that all there to spend,
yep.
that you have to think about how it's going to be when things slow down. And on the flip side, if you're a ski resort, summer may be your slow or no season for you and
right. –
You have to think throughout the year, how are you going to manage your cash flow to see it through?
We had to deal with that. When I started getting corporate sponsors for my radio show, you know, way back in the beginning, for a long, long time there, my sponsors wanted to write me one check at the beginning of the year. And so, as you say, I was flush with cash in the first month or two. And then I had to figure out how to make sure that lasted. You know, and that I stretched it out over them. That was not easy. It was tough.
Yeah, and I think small business owners they're very concerned with cash flow. 69% say
that
keeps them up at night.
Yeah.
And really, that's a good thing that they are thinking about it because I saw one statistic saying 82% of small businesses fail because of cash flow problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sometimes not because they weren't successful. Sometimes they succeeded themselves out of business because of what you're talking about right now. They sold the business on credit but didn't collect it in time to make their payroll. And then when you don't make payroll, you're out of business.
Precisely. And another thing that with poor cash flow is that you may miss out on business opportunities. If
yep.
you don't have the cash flow to jump on the next idea, it's going to pass you by. So it's a missed opportunity thing as well as just making sure that you pay your creditors and keep your good business credit rating.
You know, another thing, when I talk to people who are working on the accounting and the financial part of small businesses. I mean, they literally are rolling their sleeves up working with them, and they're on the show. They tell me that one of the things they see, it's almost epidemic, is small business owners who don't get their billing out. They don't get their invoices out. They don't bill their customers for the work that they've done or what they've delivered. Barbara, I don't even understand that. Do you?
No, I really don't, especially in today where you can – actually send out the invoice immediately online,
right.
probably from your mobile device. So there's no excuse for that. Or even better, you can accept payment on the fly these days. You don't have to invoice for everything. Just take a credit card where you are immediately.
When I had my consulting company decades ago, all my clients were my friends. You know, they people I knew very well. They knew my business. I knew their business. I would take my invoice to their accounts payable person, and I would paperclip a deposit slip to the back of it if we banked at the same place, and then they'd call me up in a couple of days. Hey, I made your deposit. And you know,
well, that's pretty good of you to share your banking.
Yeah, I would do that. They'd be glad to do it. You know, you've got if you're a small business owner, you have to become a professional invoicer, don't you? You just got to do it.
Well, that's true, and I think that so many business owners are focused on what they do. In other words, they want to do the best consulting work.
And they don't want to do what I call the diaper changing stuff, which is the numbers and the book, keeping the books. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom, some more advice out of our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is a website. The other one is, say it again, Barbara.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
That's it. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.